It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quarterback will not be the reason they lose tonight. So, fine. Quarterback will not be the reason.
That was my brilliant take yesterday. Didn't quite work out. Back to your thoughts here. The final hour on this team, the game, what's ahead for them. Whatever you want, 617-779-0985. We are presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Always catch us online, 98.5thesportshub.com, the app which you can download right to your phone. Catch us live on the replays. It's a great product and a great way to consume Felger and Mass. We will consume you now with your calls. Chris in Hartford, lead us off this hour. What do you got?
Yeah, we really have to give credit to Belichick, you know, the timing with Damian Harris. The kid is an unbelievable athlete. You guys are downplaying this. We waited a long time for a north-south runner who can bounce it. And, you know, Murray, you said he was a non-factor. I called a couple of months ago. You guys don't remember me. I'm Chris from Hartford, but it doesn't really matter. But you said, he's more of a factor. Question for you, sir. Is Damian Harris going to be a factor in this season? Have a great day.
I mean, he probably will be, maybe by default, because...
How many did he bounce last night?
I have no idea what the hell the guy's talking about. What are you talking about?
In fact, I think there were a couple he could have bounced and instead just rammed it right up into the line. I mean, he didn't suck, but...
He's just fine.
I don't know what he's going to be. I don't watch college football. This isn't a prediction. I'm just telling you.
Based on that game last night, he was fine.
He was just another running back last night.
We've been waiting a long time for north-south runner.
I mean,
long time.
Does it feel to me like he's a little more assertive than Sony Michel? Yes, a little, but like not dramatically so.
I still think the guy on the team that's running the hardest is Burkhead.
Hands down,
the most productive for sure.
I think Burkhead's looked good. Now again, I just don't think you can give the Burkhead the ball a lot because he's gonna get hurt. It's what happens.
Any of them, they're all injury liabilities. So to answer him, yes, Damian Harris will likely be a factor this season because of default, because someone else is gonna get dinged up.
You know what? Guys like this caller, honestly, start to really piss me off because he wants the story to be true. So he went into it saying, wait till Harris gets out there. And then Harris busted one run late. And then on paper, it looks fabulous. It looks like 100 yards. It is 100 yards. But if you watch the game, he ran into the pile a lot and got 2.5. It happened all night.
This is another guy who thinks we're keeping track of his takes. Sir, we don't even know who you are. And by the way, we don't keep track of takes unless they're incredibly wrong like mine yesterday. Or on the rare occasion, they're incredibly right. But other than that, we have to remind ourselves that never mind your take or whoever you are.
I mean, aside from fantasy, I'm telling you, a lot of people went into that game and said, I can't wait to see this kid play. And so no matter what he did, they were going to say he played great.
Mike in the truck. Go, Mike.
Yeah, real quick, speaking of suck and blow, Michelle, I heard this commercial on your station yesterday, 5 Yards for Families, something like that. They partnered with Sony Michelle to feed hungry children.
Don't do it.
I feel so bad that those kids are going to
Don't do it. Don't. No. Those kids are going to get fed.
So so I have to do these reads in the post game.
But we're not going to rely on Sony to get us there. We'll make up the difference.
It's the cumulative running yards by the whole team, you see. So that's actually been good for the hungry families, because if you were simply relying on Sony Michel, the caller would be right.
No, there'd be some hungry kids out there. But we're going to make sure the kids get – we're going to make up the difference for what Sony Michel leaves on the field.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that we should get Damian Harris to do the commercial.
Just thank God you didn't tie that promotion to Brian Hoyer. Otherwise, there'd be a famine out there. David in Burlington. Go ahead, David.
Picks for America.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I have to tell you right now, you are the pick, like, take president right now, Mike. You are bad. You don't know what you're even saying right now. And by the way, Damian Harris is going to be a good running back in the NFL. You're wrong.
Okay.
He's going to be like a 100-yard rusher every year. The Patriots are going to have a good pick from the second round.
Third round. He's in the third round, and I don't know what Damian Harris is going to be. I'm not telling you he's not going to be good. I'm telling you last night he was just a guy. Okay? That's all. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
I'm with Maz. Now I'm getting annoyed.
Oh, totally. I'm telling you. Hey, Mike, you're wrong. You don't know what you're saying.
Maz, we know this now over our long history that people, and they're mostly, again, it's the running back people. They're either casual fans, fantasy players, like they don't really get the game. So they latch on to whoever is carrying the mail. Like when, who was this running back?
Yeah, Jonas Gray.
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I meant the receiver kick returner who he had, who played running back a couple years ago.
Oh, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, God.
Remember all the Cordarrelle Patterson calls we got?
Yeah, he's a good running back.
Because he got a few yards on a few carries. Never mind the LeGarrette Blount people. Like, never mind whoever is just carrying the ball. It's like, oh, he's great. We got this running back. Like, folks, it doesn't matter. They're all interchangeable for the most part.
Yeah, Fell Guy started him as a flex player.
But the 100-yard thing definitely does get the fantasy people.
I start him as a receiver and he runs running in, I get double points.
John in Charlestown. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's on a landline for you, Feldy.
Sounds great.
So all three of you are driving me insane. On the one hand, you have these great takes. On the other hand, just these. You go on, Feldy, with, they could win this with Felk. They could win that game with Hoyer. Please. Are you kidding me? And then Maz. Great takes. All of a sudden, I'd start Hoyer. Are you out of your mind?
No.
And then Murray is holding up the, and then he comes out with Van Halen. So here's what I want to tell you, okay? Belichick was going to look us right in the face this season, and he was going to start Hoyer, and he was going to start Stiddy, one of these two guys, right? Are you kidding me? The Jets have what's-his-name from the Ravens as a backup.
Flacco.
Okay, a Super Bowl winner. We had nothing.
Good point, John. I'll stop you there. Flacco wins that game last night.
Yep, sure does.
Flacco wins you that game.
Caller's right.
That's what I thought Hoyer was. Suck bag, but just get the ball out and get in and out of the huddle, Joe Flacco. And don't screw it up.
Yeah, you thought he could be Frank Reich.
I thought Hoyer could be that guy, exactly.
Someone like Frank Reich.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Yes.
Who was the guy the Dolphins had all these years? Remember Don Strzok?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going way back.
I'm
but he was a great... every time he got in, they won, for crying out loud, because he never made any mistakes.
Chad Henne, Matt Schaub, Joe Flacco. Like, there's a billion of these bums floating around.
And at least Flacco once had a lightning in a bottle postseason run and won a Super Bowl. Hoyer went into that game last night with a 3-13 record in his last 16 starts with 10 losses in a row. So I don't understand why you thought he would be good.
Because
Bill likes him?
Because Bill wasn't his coach in those previous 16 games. See, my Hoyer thing is really a Bill thing. Like, Hoyer I just treat as the cardboard cutout, game manager, veteran, come off the bench, get him in out of the huddle, get him out of the bad plays, and get it to the kicker guy. Of which I think there's probably like 20 to 30 guys like that floating around.
Sure.
And I thought Hoyer was one of those guys. So it's really more about Bill, Jim. I was going to say Bill Murray. than it is about Brian Hoyer.
But there's only so much you can do with Suck.
I guess there is.
And he is a sorcerer. But if he was truly that kind of a magician, he would have fixed Drew Bledsoe. He would have fixed Ryan Mallett. He would have fixed Brian Hoyer. There's only so much you can do with Suck.
It is amazing, though, that they could get into a situation like that where they didn't have a functional quarterback on the field. I mean, really. The caller's right. Like, they don't have a real backup if that's what Hoyer is.
How much can Bill do with Suck? We're about to find out if they go back to Hoyer. We're about to find out. We're about to, like, that's why I liked it. It was for my take, right? It's like that tests the whole limits of this whole thing. Is it Bill? Is it Brady? And Hoyer proves it. If he could do something with that guy. Oh, my God, last night. That shook the foundation, I got to tell you. Billy in the car. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Hoyer looked a little bit more confident last night when he first came out. And then saying, do you think the lack of faith in Stidham is due to his arm strength?
No.
And also with Hoyer, I was just curious what the playing time clause is for him to get paid extra money.
I don't know if there is one. The thing with Stidham's arm is fine. When he decides to step into the ball and throw it, I'm with you, Mass. There are a couple. He was sort of leaning back and just flipping it up there.
Yeah, like it felt to me like also he didn't know exactly where guys were going to be. The ball that got picked off in the end zone, that ball was poorly thrown. The one to which one was the one that resulted in penalty? That was N'Keal Harry. That was poorly thrown. So like we can look at it and say, okay, he made the great pass to Harry on the touchdown. Fine. How many others were there where you went, oh my God, that was awful. That was awful. And so did he get screwed on the Mumble Edelman? Yes. But I would tell you that a couple of others could have easily been picked off.
So where did they lose trust in Stidham along the way? Certainly he had a bad camp, which you mentioned earlier, Maz. But it really had to be before that.
Correct.
Because, you know, the fact they went and got Cam Newton in the first place when they were blowing smoke up all of our asses about Stidham the whole time.
Okay, but even then, he still should have been the backup.
Yes, he should have been the backup. He obviously regressed. He was the backup the year before.
Worst case, he should have been the backup.
And I don't want to hear this thing about the hip. Like, he missed 3 days, 4 days with the hip. If he was...
No, we're past that.
Right? I mean, like, but still a lot of the Stidham cartel is still telling you it's the hip. Or that 4 or 5 days he missed, whatever it was, 3, 4, 5 days in training camp.
No, this is now about sticking it to him out of stubbornness. Which, look, I get it. The kid lost the job and lost the respect of this team and the coaches for a reason. He obviously did. But now, like, you may want to come off that. Like, you should have come off with Malcolm Butler at halftime of that Super Bowl you lost.
But, Murray, I don't see any analogy there at all. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. And I just look at it and say,
Could Bill be being stubborn with Stidham? Because Stidham did something that pissed him off in the offseason.
Yes.
I mean, that's Murray's point.
Yeah.
No, I think it's got more to do with the fact that he sucked in practice.
What if it was as simple as, again, I'm kind of making it up. We know he went to that wedding. Don't go to the wedding. Okay. Goes to the wedding. You've lost the job. I had to agree with Cam Newton. He didn't listen to him.
Yeah,
and you know how Bill operates.
But at least Butler was a good player in the league. I just don't feel they're totally analogous. That Butler had a history of performing in the league. Yeah. Stidham's got none.
Now I want you to take my crap deal and listen to everything that I say and don't screw around in Super Bowl week. Oh, you didn't? You're benched.
Forget Butler. Could Bill just be being stubborn on Stidham?
Yes.
I doubt it.
Oh, why? Since when would he not be stubborn? He gets stubborn all the time.
Because there's nothing to suggest that the kid has played well. To be stubborn, you got to look at it and say, you know, no, he's good enough to play. He's not.
What about the crap we were fed for a year on him at training camp and how he's the heir apparent and all that?
Maybe it's what they wanted to happen over the offseason and it didn't. He sucked in camp based on, I'll let the big boy tell you tomorrow. Yeah, because the big boy was there. I wasn't there. I'm sure he was up there, you know, popping marshmallows like Tic Tacs while he was watching.
That's
the
not
thing.
Right. Now, why do you got to make a fact?
I just, you know, having a little fun. That's all. I just try to spice it up and make it entertaining. Okay. But in any case, he saw Stidham, and I'm sure he thought Stidham sucked too. Let's let the big boy tell us.
Big boy tomorrow, too. More of your calls right after this.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Did they say it?
No, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Snap to Mahomes. A three-man rush. He drops back in the pocket. He's hit by Winovich. He'll be taken down. The ball's loose. It's caught by Calhoun. Calhoun has it for the Patriots, but Tony Corrente is going to rule Mahomes down.
No.
As Calhoun carries the football down the left sideline.
You can't roll him down on
Jace
that.
Jace Winovich had Mahomes wrapped up. The ball popped in the air. Caught by Calhoun. Bill Belichick is irate along the far side. As Corrente blew the whistle, calling the play down with Mahomes in the grasp of Winovich. Mahomes tried to throw it.
Oh, no, he's not down.
And as he loaded the ball in his right ear, Calhoun.
Not even close. You got hosed, man.
But they say that he was down. There was a whistle. They say Mahomes was in the grasp, whatever. And the play was dead before Calhoun even got his hands on it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's a fumble. And if not, it's an interception if you don't want to say it's a fumble. And I want to see if the whistle happened before that ball went to Calhoun.
How prepared was Kansas City to punt that ball that fast?
Yeah.
By the way, and that's also coaching. I know that it's probably the wrong call. Patriots should have had that ball. That's also coaching on that end as well. These are two of the most well-coached teams in the league.
Talent, Murray. I just didn't like the era of music. The 80s rock,
No, I get that. And so, just quickly, I just want to clarify, am I influencing the most influential guitarist thing, of all time, in my opinion? So for my generation, 40 and under, especially those that picked up a guitar in the 80s, it truly was because of that guy. I believe that. With the finger tapping thing, which I didn't even know a story has popped up. He actually had a U.S. patent on the finger tapping thing. And it shows him the diagram with the rock face. I think most guys my age, if they ever picked up a guitar in their teens during that time period, it was because of that guy.
Definitely. I'm not disputing that. I just didn't love the style of music. That's just not.
Oh, some of it's cheesy as all.
I mean, I think most of it is, but that's just personal taste. I'm not disputing the talent. He was an incredible guitarist. On that call, that was bad luck, bad call for the Patriots. That was a brutal non-call. But in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really hurt you. And I'll just explain it again quickly. If they had called that properly, if they had let the play go and Calhoun takes it to the house, okay, that's different. That's a major porking. If they had just ruled it down, I have to go back. Was he going to be tackled? Did the Kansas City players stop when the whistle ultimately did blow? I don't remember that. So short of it going to the house for a touchdown, you ended up back down inside their 10-yard line anyway on the ensuing possession. And because you had to go the extra, 60 yards or so, you were able to run more clock and deprive Mahomes a chance at another possession in the second quarter. So you ultimately ended up where you were going to end up anyway, which is inside the Kansas City 10-yard line, first down, and a chance to put points on the board going into half and keep the ball away from Mahomes. That's exactly what you would have wanted.
And you burned clock.
That's what I'm saying. So Mahomes wouldn't have gotten the ball back. If they had ruled that properly, you're already down there. Maybe there's time left on the clock for Mahomes to go get points at the end of the second quarter. Instead, you were in position to have that perfect, double score situation because you had deferred the kickoff. So it ultimately didn't end up hurting you in the big picture because you got down there anyway. So that's sort of my point.
Yeah, no, what hurt you was Hoyer. As I said this earlier, because when I looked it up, I couldn't believe it. Starting with that possession after the botch call, the Patriots had the ball on 32 of the next 38 snaps of the game. 32 of 38, and they didn't score.
Nothing, yeah.
How do you not effing score? How do you not get three out of that?
Brian Hoyer.
unbelievable. Ryan, like, you, if you did the math on that, I'd be willing to bet like that. That is borderline never happened in NFL history, for crying out loud. That is so inept. It is so inept. The ineptitude of that is unfathomable. It's so bad. So freaking bad. I'm sorry, Murray. Go.
Well, where I felt like the Patriots got hosed on that call is from a mentality and momentum standpoint, because it felt like Mahomes and that Chiefs offensive line was kind of teetering at that point. And after that, if you're Mahomes, you got to feel like, oh, I just got away with one here. And then eventually he did get some momentum and, you know, looked more like Patrick Mahomes in that second half. I think if they get that turnover there, the Patriots score on it, you know, you start to make him feel a little bit more jittery and maybe that game goes another way.
Okay, back to your thoughts. As promised, here's Nelson in Brookline. Go ahead, Nelson.
All right, let me try to make this quick without stumbling like Maz does. So, first off, I hate being set up for failure. So, I was expecting the Kansas City Chiefs to blow the doors off the Patriots. And now, when I started seeing them actually holding them down for three quarters, I was thinking, okay, then they might have a chance. So now I have this false sense of expectation. It happened the same way with the Red Sox during the heydays when Manny and David were, you know, just killing everybody. That every time they would play a bad team, they stooped to the level of competition. So in this case, with the Patriots and the Chiefs, I think that that's what happened. You know, Mahomes is probably a little bit, he lost. Everybody was a little less hyped up.
Okay, and, so what's your point? So what's your point?
That I don't think that the Patriots are as good as they appear there in that game.
I got you. Okay, that's fine.
He might be right.
You just caught KC on a bad night.
Yeah, look, from the start, it was a good week to catch KC. They're coming off the Baltimore game, right? You know, huge impact in that game. Maybe the biggest tiebreaker game that'll be played in the league this year. And so now you're going in there and, like, you got a shot. And then the way the game started to unfold and some of the events leading into it threw a couple of, you know, wrinkles in there. And maybe KC was like, oh, God, now we got to play tonight. Like,
I also think you do have a good formula against Mahomes.
Sure, no question.
No, for sure.
That is definitely not foolproof because, you know, ultimately in all the games you've played against him, he's ultimately at the end of the game's opened up and he's put up points. But have you shut him out for three straight first halves or
correct.
Something
yep.
like that?
Yep, correct.
That says something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some commonality there.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the Patriots are just making it harder for him. The thing that they did best last night, I thought, was they didn't blitz. Don't blitz. Send three. Let him hold the ball.
And make sure everyone gets back.
Right. He wants to get that ball out fast. That offense wants to move. They want to move. So slow him down. And I thought the game plan was excellent. Excellent. And it's not revolutionary, you're right, but it was the right game plan. I thought he nailed it.
I don't know if they just force him to be patient.
Right.
Which is, you're going to complete 7-8 balls down the field to get your touchdown. You're not going to get the one over the top play to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, and he doesn't want to do that. He wants to score.
He wants to gun.
Yeah, and Reed wants to go too. Reed wants to even tempo. The whole thing, they want to move. They want to go. Let's go. Like, the whole thing is speed, right? So what did Bill do? He slowed it down. I thought that was brilliant.
Jim and Lemonster on that non-call on the Mahomes fumble. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, on that Mahomes in the grass call, I don't understand why you can't throw a challenge flag on that play for possession.
You can't, apparently.
Because when that whistle blew, when I watched it a couple times last night, Calhoun already had the ball, and you can challenge possession. I'll just leave it up for you guys to discuss.
So I didn't know that Chinese place up on Route 1 was named after somebody.
Yeah, Kowloon had the ball.
Great sacks and Saugus wins.
No, Corrente said it after the game, caller, that you cannot challenge in the grasp, and that's what he said he ruled, although in real time I'm not so sure that's what Corrente.
Did you hear a whistle?
No, I didn't hear a whistle. I don't think there was a whistle. I think after the fact he sort of pieced together something that would make sense and get him off the hook. In real time, I think he was a little lost. I think he might have felt that the ball hit the ground and was calling it a forward pass because he was pointing to the ground. He was a point. So I don't know what the hell he was doing. But if he was calling in the grasp, he certainly didn't go to the whistle. But afterwards, he said, I felt he, meaning Mahomes, was being controlled quite a bit prior to him actually going to the ground. And as he was being controlled, other players were coming in at him. And so with those other players bearing down on him, a quarterback is considered in the grasp. And his forward progress is considered stopped when I feel as though the player's safety is being jeopardized. So I think he copped out and said it was a player safety issue, which in real time, I'm sorry. No, Tony, no. Then he was asked, could New England have challenged? He said no, because the play was shut down and stopped prior to the fumble occurring.
or prior to him losing control of the football. There was no reviewable aspect of that play. So even if Bill had thrown the red flag, he wouldn't have won or they wouldn't have reviewed it. You still think, Maz, he could have and should have and sort of lost his place there.
I do. I think he got caught up in it. And again, you tell me. I don't know. You never said what you think on it.
So I think so, too. So I think you're right. I think that he was too busy complaining about what he felt was, I think he felt, my guess is this, that Corrente thought the ball hit the ground and was calling it a forward pass incomplete.
That's initially what I thought.
And Bill thought, rightly so, that Calhoun caught it in midair and should have been awarded the return. And Bill was too busy arguing that with Corrente to throw the flag. And in the meantime, a shocker of all shocker, Andy Reid was on top of it, and he threw out the punt team, and they kicked it before Bill could, you know, do anything.
I mean, that's what it felt like in real time, that Bill was questioning where the ball ultimately was being spotted, when the reality is that, you know, the play wasn't even called a turnover.
And it happened fast, so, I mean, Andy Reid does deserve a little bit of credit for getting that punt team out there. But Bill never went to the flag, never looked at the flag that I could tell. He was just too busy screaming at Corrente. And I think that in the course of that, he lost. Now, it wouldn't have mattered because they wouldn't have reviewed it anyway. But I tend to agree with you, Anthony, on that one. Here's Big Jim Murray's update. Two things. The latest COVID result with the Patriots. There was a positive today. Here's details on that. And Bill Belichick on the starting quarterback for this Sunday. Those two items and back to your phones.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass. It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
You're a bum and you suck. Yes, you do, Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
Play fake to Perkins. Throw down the middle. Shoots all. Intercepted. Thornhill, the safety, with his fourth interception.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer in the pocket. He looks to the middle. Now he looks left. He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end the half as those two.
I think they'll be fine. I think they got a shot in this game because I think Hoyer will make the plays they need him to make.
Hoyer under pressure. He's hit from behind. The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
No, they weren't, because he sucks. And it's time for your blame, because you said that Bill would win 10 games with this stiff.
I needed that one more time. I deserve it. Back to your thoughts. Guy in Boston. Go ahead, Guy.
Michael, I don't like to pile on, but who was it that said they were going to win the division with Brian Hoyer?
Me.
But thank you. Bye.
I'm not totally off it. I'm telling you, three issues with Brian Hoyer. I said he would not be the reason you lost last night, or he would be good enough to beat the Chiefs if everything else was equal. And I was wrong about that one big time. I'm also willing to admit that Hoyer may really suck and blow more than I gave him credit for. Fine. But I'm not willing to come off of they'd win the division with him. Not yet, anyway. If he plays this week and loses at home to Denver, a horrible Denver team, and pulls some of the same crap, fine. Then I'm done.
What if he sucks but they win?
No, not yet then. Nope. The whole point is because it's, again, it's not about him. It's about Bill winning with just a guy.
Yeah, if he sucks and they win, then it speaks to what he's saying.
So I think Bill can win with just a guy. It can't be a complete bag of suck that boots the ball out of bounds, you know, with points on the board, you know, in the red zone like Hoyer did last night. Bill obviously can't survive that. He probably could at home against a bad team. And the Jets come in here and Hoyer does that, you know, what he did last night. You're still winning that game.
Probably.
So how many of those are on the schedule? Like the whole thing's about Bill winning with just a guy. I think Bill can win with just a guy. Unfortunately for me, I thought Hoyer was just a guy, meaning C-minus, C-level veteran guy. I didn't know he was that big of a bag of suck. I didn't know he was that bad.
He's pretty bad.
So, again, that's where I'm wrong.
But see, but don't now look, you're invested in the tank, okay? But don't you think that on some level there'd be a lesson learned here if Bill can't win with that guy? Like, Bill does have a tendency to be, and this is a developing tank, okay? But Bill does have a tendency to be a little on the arrogant side and think that he can win with anything.
Of course I would come off of that. Like, that's the whole thing. That's what makes me different than you people. I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay, so I just, part of me wants to say, look, it's one thing to be a great coach. It's another thing to think you can win with Brian Hoyer.
Well, we're going to see. Exactly.
So let's not go too far with this whole I can win with anybody thing. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Bill. Like, the idea that Bill would treat quarterback like, you know, like a slot
safety.
Corner.
Yeah, right.
Okay, like a slot corner to me is a little insulting to the quarterbacks. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's what this was about. That's what this year was about for me. It just, you know, for my experiment here, this take, it's got to be, you know, at least a representative pro quarterback that just, you know, again, does the simple, smart thing, which I thought Hoyer would do. And boy, again, did he fail in that last night. Paul in Maine. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hey, guys. Regarding Hoyer last night, Maz, I would rather help you tongue-bathe the dog crap off your sidewalk at the end of winter than watch this donkey manage a football game again. Holy crap, that was awful. Instead, it was even worse. But, guys, really, it's hard for me to believe that Bill even considered playing the season with these two stiffs as his only QBs. I mean, you might as well give some reps to the kid on the practice squad at this point.
Well, so, you know, look, if he at one point thought Stidham was the guy because of just his pure physical, you know, stature, you know, abilities, I don't think that's horrible, because I think when Stidham stands up straight, throws with good form, drives the ball, he looks like an NFL quarterback. He does. But, you know, it's like all this other stuff. It's reading the defense, again, doing all the stuff I thought Hoyer would be able to do. Getting out of the huddle, getting into the right play, getting out of the bad play, going to the right place with the ball, you know, making adjustments at the line, all that sort of intangible stuff. Stidham doesn't feel like he's anywhere close on that. So,
look, to me, what we saw last night was sort of consistent with what Chris Gasper's been saying about him when he comes in here on Fridays, which is, you know, there are times where you look at him and say, wow, the guy looks the part. I mean, that touchdown pass to Nikhil Harry is a good-looking play. And there are other times where he sets up and throws the ball down the field and you say, okay, that looks right. But then you just see the ball float out there and that to nobody in particular. It doesn't feel like he has much command of the offense.
Eric in Saugus. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, just want to know, what is Josh McDaniel's fascination with Damir Bird? It seems like every big play, they were throwing the ball to him. And second of all, just quick thoughts on how did Harry play last night? Thanks, guys.
Okay, so Bird, to me, I hope was a matchup thing. That Bird was on a third corner or someone they felt they could pick on, and so they went at him a lot. Other than that, I don't know why so many big, you know, gotta-have-it plays went to Damir Bird. I thought they should have been looking more at Edelman than Bird, but then Edelman sucked too, so, you know, what do I know? Harry, I'm still sort of holding out hope that he'll be at least a guy, a functional, you know, guy in the offense. Not any game-breaker or anything like that, but just a guy. As opposed to a complete, utter, useless bust is what I'm hoping. What do you see, Murray?
No, I just, Harry is fine, too. I mean, some of those balls that were thrown his way, I think were just because Hoyer was just chucking and you know, chucking, ducking, hope. I don't know. Like, as far as the wide receivers are concerned, like, what I got out of last night's game is Cam Newton is the offense. That's it. Without Cam Newton, it pretty much looked like I thought it would, and well, it's not good.
The thing, I think Romo pointed it out, you know, there was a couple back shoulder balls they threw to Harry on the sidelines where Harry's locked up with the defensive back, and Harry's got to win that one-on-one. Like, that's why he's there, because he's not a precise route runner. He's not particularly quick. I don't see him wide open.
And given his size, if you are going to put one above him or airmail him, Brian Hoyer, I don't know, can you get your hands in the air?
Well, so he's supposed to win the physical battle when he's closely covered. And he couldn't even get his hands there to get on the ball.
Correct.
So that's concerning.
Yeah, I don't think any of the receivers were particularly good last night. I mean, they were all right. I mean, Harry was all right. But the other, like, I was just looking at it now to check. I still think they should be throwing to the backs more. So last night they were 7 of 8 on throws to James White. James White was pretty good. The rest of the time they went 13 for 27. I mean, what good is that? Throw to the backs more. If that's all you got, that's all you got. Too bad.
Tom and Quincy, go.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Maz, how many seats are on that sucks and blows bench? Because Sony got to move down one for Hoya.
Yeah, it's getting full pretty fast, Tom.
Honest to God, that was horrendous. But, Mike, honestly, I'm not going to believe you. I'm not going to, because I don't think, besides Murray, who even Murray was surprised by some of the play by Hoya last night, it was shocking to see that type of behavior in the red zone, okay? And the whole problem is, in the 20 years with Belichick and Brady around, these are the games that we would make fun of the team that the Pats played the next day.
That's right.
Because Hoyer looked like a kid just drafted in the late round playing his first game ever. He was awful. So, yeah, that game was in reach. They kind of gave it away. The defense played sick. And if you can contain Mahomes like they can contain Mahomes, I think it's safe to say they can handle Mark Rippon's nephew next week.
I would like to think so, Tom. I would like to think so. It was horrific. What Hoyer did on those plays was absolutely horrifying.
I mean, inept. Really? I don't know any other word. That's inept. That is the demonstration of ineptitude.
Frank in the car, you got a word?
I do. Tony Mav, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, yeah.
So after all this crap that gets spewed about Brian Hoyer, are you still on the side that you want him to play next week?
Over Stidham, yes.
Oh, so we got one quarterback over here who has established a summer and a quarter of suck, right? See that guy?
Yeah.
And then the guy on the other side has established 12 years of suck.
12 years of suck.
12 long years of suck.
Correct.
So why wouldn't you just want the 23-year-old kid, whatever he is, maybe he's too dumb to know the difference and catches a little lightning in the bottle.
Well, there's just, I mean, again, the scales of suck, the scales of justice, there's just less suck.
It's a fair question.
That's weighing down the Stidham suck.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you go with less suck?
Well, I'll take the experience suck every time.
But the experience is a bad experience.
The experience suck couldn't count to three.
Yeah, the inexperienced suck will be worse.
Oh, my God.
It'll be worse.
Really?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. When he starts just chucking the ball in the middle of the field to nobody in particular, the guy is throwing. How many passes has the guy thrown in his career?
16 and 3 have been intercepted.
Okay, 4 if you count the one on the penalty.
No, it's 3 if you count the one on the penalty. I counted it already. Right? Doesn't he have?
No, he would have had 3 last night and then the one last year.
Oh, the one to Edelman doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's Edelman's fault.
Oh, come on, Maz. That's not on Stidham.
Nah.
That's, come on.
It goes on his record.
Come on. It does. It does go on.
Okay, so fine. 3 and 18 passes.
Right.
Okay. How many did Hoyer throw last night?
Well, the one.
So I'll take my chances with the one over the 3.
Can Stidham count to 3? Can he count to 3? Because
right.
The 12-year veteran can't. He thought he had the 4th timeout.
I mean, I'm guessing that based on the fact that he went to Auburn, my answer is no.
We'll pick this up with the big fella. Can't wait to see what the film shows on this. Let me guess. Oh, suck, yeah. Blow, suck, and blow. That's going to be Bedard tomorrow, too. The final word, though, comes your way. Now, what, Maz? You got one more final chirp in you?
Well, no. I was waiting to see how many plus plays Ferentz had in the middle of the line.
Final word comes your way next.
Dugger, Maz. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal in tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats
Nobody.
Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nope. Well, it was a blowing to remember today. Blowing right to the face of Felger today, Peter North style. So let's start with that and how the show began with his take on Brian Hoyer and having a mea culpa.
Jackass, the whole reason you're there is to throw the ball away and kick the field goal. That's the whole reason you're there. Just on a personal note, not that you care. It's like when your take just goes poof, man. It's like,
oh, it hurts.
Oh, my God. When you know, even though it was a full half to play.
I'm not sure that's ever happened to me.
Well, no, it's like when Garoppolo airmailed, you know, Manny Sanders there in the Super Bowl. It's like, oh,
that's it. I lost.
I lost it. And even though there was more time to go in that game and there was a full half to go, when that end of the second quarter happened,
I said, oh, Jesus, I just lost this.
Time to get the sandbags for the Blanami.
And of course, the email. Oh, God. Nice take. I knew it. Oh, I can't believe he did that.
Oh, and then I felt the fumble coming in the third quarter, too. It's the same thing. Who do you think you are?
38 snaps in the game. The Patriots had 32 of them, got down by the 10-yard line basically twice and didn't score.
The whole reason you're there, Wow. That's the only reason you're there, is to get rid of the ball and kick the field goal.
Wow.
And to count to three. Count to three. One, two, three. Count. And don't put it on the ground. And don't think there's four timeouts when you have three. That's all. And he couldn't do it. Dump it off, hand it off, and then get it to your kickers. That's the whole idea. And he couldn't even do that. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Oh, I felt it coming.
You know, the more I think about it, too, I wonder if that attempted timeout was out of sheer embarrassment.
Yes.
He was just like, you know, let me try it.
That's what I think.
And maybe they think I still got one.
That's what I think.
I make the motion.
Maybe.
Because it makes, in his mind, at that split second, it's like, ooh, this will look worse if people think that I thought there was a timeout left. Versus me knowing we had no timeouts and just thinking I was Fran Tarkenton and I was going to elude this guy somehow. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder about that. Because it was like sort of a half-hearted timeout, like, timeout?
Yeah.
Do I still have one? And like,
not
I don't know.
Attention?
I don't know. I thought the timeout made it worse. Like,
so worse.
No, you jackass. You don't have any. That's the point, you moron.
The caller's going in with the blang as well.
Martin on the Cape. Go, Martin.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm mediocre. Scott in Dover. Go ahead, Scott.
Wow.
I just want to say Stidham over Hoyer. I can't believe you guys actually would pick Hoyer over Stidham. You two are the Brian Hoyers of sports radio. You're a bum.
Belga. Well, just get out while you're going.
Stidham blows. He blows. I'm telling you, he blows.
Devin and Lynn, go.
I've had a blah erection all day waiting for this blogasm.
Blah. We're not going to lose because of the quarterback. Blah. If those two are both your quarterback options, they both suck and blow.
I'd rather flashes than a jittery moron who's been around for a decade who's just waiting to make a terrible decision.
Oh, the poor guy. Jittery moron. Can you count to three? That's all you had to do.
One, two, three, throw it.
One timeout, two timeouts, three timeouts. You're out of timeouts.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Manage. Just manage. Don't try to make plays.
That's to your point, Maz, I wonder if the big boy's going to give him a minus play for that tomorrow.
Oh, no, I don't know. Something tells me that Bedard's going to say, well, if you actually look at the play closely, you know, what he was trying to do there. Okay, Greg, yeah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.